This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What he's trying to do, because he's a weak person and not a very smart person. What he's trying to do is end, and it's very simple. He's got himself a big prison sentence, and he's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things, during the campaign. So very simply, Michael Cohen is lying, and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me. Now,
you are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
If you don't mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
Mr. President,
the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process.
The president, along with his favorite TV network, were beating the drum on the looming so-called invasion, as they put it.
The programming on the caravan was propaganda. It was political campaign-motivated propaganda.
Trump is like a racist Paul Revere, you know? The migrants are coming! The migrants are coming!
Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Oh, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
He keeps calling it an invasion. Yes, an invasion of strollers.
He made news by ratcheting up the caravan scare talk and the troop numbers he believes are needed to meet this alleged threat.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Right.
And if you did it well, your ratings
would be much better.
Let me ask one other question. Tonight, the first 800 migrants from the Central American caravan are at America's doorstep in Tijuana, Mexico.
The first wave of the migrant caravan arrived unexpectedly early at the U.S. border in Tijuana, where there's been a fortified wall for decades. They've been looking through the barricade, and some have been climbing it.
They split off from a larger group of about 5,000 and are planning to request asylum here in the U.S.
So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. Let everybody pour in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We don't care. We're not going to let it happen.
A group of Central American migrants fleeing north to safety, a.k.a. the caravan.
That's called an invasion of our country.
It's pretty obvious. You don't need me to tell you this, but I will. The president's firing up his base with the issue that helped propel him into the White House in 2016, which is slamming undocumented immigrants crossing the southern border with Mexico.
He keeps calling it an invasion.
What would you call it?
When Trump said that there was a caravan, while Acosta said, no, it's hundreds of miles away from here.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
As many as 4,000 migrants are expected to arrive in Tijuana as soon as tomorrow.
Homeland Security has even said the caravan approaching the border is harboring more than 200 folks with criminal history.
That's called an invasion.
We're going to come back live on this Friday Global Transmission. David Knight's coming up as well, and so much more. This is the most censored show in the world. Without you spreading the word, without you taking action, They're going to destroy InfoWars, and they're going to destroy the country, and they're going to destroy every free person on this planet. And remember, the government's run by pedophiles. They want to rape your kids.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Well, it's hard to believe it's already Friday, November 30th, 2018, and the year is almost over. And what have we seen? What have we seen unfold? We can see the private corporate world government allied with the Chi-Coms and the EU and Hollywood and all their paid-off minions trying to whip this country and other nation states into submission to their globalist tyranny. Right now, our president is in South America trying to negotiate a more equitable, fair deal with communist China and others. I don't have to go into how China has a totally one-sided deal set up that way by Western elites 50 years ago. And now they've used it to take China from a country with almost no running water or electricity 50 years ago to an industrial juggernaut more powerful than the United States. They're not more powerful intellectually. They're not more powerful economically. They're not more powerful militarily. But they are industrially way more powerful than the U.S. The globalists strategically said Europe and the U.S. will be service economies. Well, the global balance of power, where China doesn't have a big military and doesn't expand outside their borders, but they're given the Deepwater Point ports, they're given the Panama Canal, they're given all the rare earth minerals. That's a global UN agreement, framework. How do you think China has 98% of rare earth minerals? The stuff you need for all the semiconductors and for all the computers and all the devices. Because globally, they've been given that. By the U.S., by Europe, by the globalist. They have been set up to win, to have the Chinese century. That's what the CFR teaches in colleges. And then along came Donald Trump. Along came Nigel Farage. Along came all these other patriots now who said, wait a minute, we didn't vote to enter these things, and it's all one-sided, and Canada has a 280% tariff on dairy, and we have no tariff, and China has a couple 100% tariffs on our goods. We have nothing on them. No wonder they've built everything up. No wonder this has all happened. But the Communist Party then takes all that money and parlays it into taking over other parts of the world, not even giving their people anything. That's an easy choice to say we're going to side with America and with Trump and with our own self-interest and with prosperity and with freedom. China is the most evil nation the world's ever seen by a long shot. But it's almost like in the media they don't exist. Well, they're Asian, so if they kill 100 million people, it's no big deal. Or if they have human clones, it's no big deal. Or if they have cows 25 years ago growing humanoids in them for organ harvesting, it's no big deal. Or if they 20 years ago had cows with human udder cells that produce human milk, that's been drunk on Chinese shelves for decades, it's no big deal. If they've got goats that are part spider that create body armor, it's no big deal. If they let homeless people just starve to death on the side of the street, it's no big deal. If they take Christians to death camps and work them to death, it's no big deal. If they kill Buddhists, it's no big deal. If they shell Buddhist monasteries in Tibet, it's no big deal. Because only white people are bad. And that's the sick culture. And that's what we face, is 1,400,000,000 slaves in China, with almost every party member, only a few thousand of them, being billionaires in China. Communism, with ultra-rich people with a bunch of slaves, and our own establishment allied with them, because our own establishment owns a piece of China. You can move to China and pay zero tax, as long as you become state-run. U.S. companies should not be allowed, when we built them, we paid for them, to leave and to give all of their strategic information to the Chi-Coms and become state-run. That's treason. If I tried that, I'd be arrested, and I should. But when it's done under the IMF and World Bank and TPP and agreements and governments signed off on it, they claim it's legal. No, it's not legal, even if you pass some damn piece of paper. I say it's treason, and Trump says it's treason. And we're reversing it, period. And it's time for Americans to not be intimidated by the thugs that have hijacked our government and to realize they're a very small group in the command and control positions, and almost everyone below them hates their guts. The most awake group in this country is the U.S. government. 90% of the people below it are really freaked out about the fraud, waste, and abuse, and the leftists, and the SJWs being hired to incompetently come in, who are obsessed. Their religion is defecating in the halls. By the way, if you think I'm joking, and it's in psychology, and it always shows up when a society starts to collapse, they caught all over Portland on the local news businessmen coming out and pooping on the street to be naughty. White liberal businessmen. I'm not kidding. And they thought they would shame them, but the left came out and said, no, we celebrate public defecation. It's in Paul Joseph Watson's report, Portland is a S-H-you-know-what hole. It's on InfoWars.com. You want to see the undercover videos of it? It is a sacrament for them, a religion, to crap on the street and make you smell their filth. Now, why am I starting the show like that? Because that's who these people are. They want to hurt your kids. They want to brain damage your kids. They want to groom your children. They want control. They want to defile things. And until you start standing up to them, it's only going to get worse. Now, coming up, Roger Stone and I have a battle plan for Trump to take action to defeat these people. And finally, they admit, Robert Mueller has filed paperwork in the Michael Cohen case that says Trump is person number one, like we told you years ago, like he's a mafia don, and that the plan is to indict Trump. Now, under the Constitution, that indictment will go nowhere, separation of powers, but it will be held up like it is. And that's always been the plan. There's no obstruction, there's no lying, there's no nothing. All of it is by Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and these criminals. But now, individual number one, clues of Mueller. We're getting the building blocks, we're told, of what they have. Yeah, it's called raiding hundreds of lawyers that work for Trump and his hundreds of properties. You got to hire a lawyer that works in the town you're at or is under that state bar. Finding dirt on a lawyer that has nothing to do with Trump. They so far what raided like 20 of Trump's lawyers, and then saying 50 years in the penitentiary for the $15 million you laundered, Michael Cohen, or flip on all the testimony you said that Trump was never involved in this stuff, or we'll put you in prison. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to go through all of this on the other side. Please remember that without you supporting us, we will not be here. Please remember that we're under attack because we're on target, and that the videos and the books and the T-shirts and the water filtration and all of it is 50 to 75% off, biggest clearance sale ever for Cyber Week. And we're going to continue this sale right through until Christmas, but a lot of it won't be there because it's going to be sold out. So whether it's Brain Force or X3 or X2 or Supernova Vitality, it's all about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, without you supporting us, we will not be here. We will not be on air. And I want to thank you all for your support. But please, don't fight the crowds. Don't go through all that garbage. Don't fight the traffic. No, the thing to do is to go to InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's emergency radios or optics, just thousands of great items. Patriot apparel for men and women, it's all there. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, all sorts of other big specials, and 50 to 75% off InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to go right to the supplements. But without you, ladies and gentlemen, funding us, without you supporting us, we will not be here. These are great products you need. Don't fight the crowd. Support the InfoWar and get great products that you and your family need at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, coming up, Roger Stone with the biggest news yet, that they filed their intention to indict the president, and how do we counterstrike against these clear and present enemies of this nation who are declared enemies.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or
rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Right before we went on air this morning, I was talking to Roger Stone about the dire straits this country is in, and he laid into a very cutting, spot-on 5-minute analysis to me that I 1,000%, 1,000,000% agree with. And this is what we must do, what Trump must do, to block the horrible globalist deep staters that openly work with foreign powers, that have openly raised interest rates and tried to talk down the economy to kill the recovery. These people are the globalists. They are the plague. They are the enemy. And we've told Trump everything that was going to happen, how he was illegally spied on, how Hillary still had her emails, how the NSA has them, how he was always known as individual number one. We broke that over a year and a half ago. And now the Houston Chronicle is the big top story. Individual number one. The president's the target. Mueller and all the Democrats told Trump, oh, you're not the target. We know. And Rosenstein a few months ago told Trump, sure, we've looked, no evidence, we know there's no Russia. But they never were going after Russia. They're going after all his lawyers, trying to find dirt on them to then get them to do a plea bargain to get out of it, to lie about the president. And that is what is going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. So without getting into all the minutiae of the latest bull, which is total garbage, and the fact we have this stool pigeon, pled guilty to $15 million in laundered money, nothing to do with Trump, changing all the stories now and saying Trump knew about trying to build a tower. He's got hundreds of towers around the planet in Russia. And that's the big proof. And oh, they got to impeach him now. This is outrageous. So Trump now knows they're going to move against him. But there is a clear way constitutionally. It's not just President Trump's right. It's his duty to stand against these people. And so in the next 6.5 minutes, we're going to lay out what has to happen to this illegitimate house, this illegitimate system, this illegitimate election, and these criminals, and what we should do with the subpoenas, what Trump should do with the subpoenas that are coming with all these fake investigations, and how he goes on the offense now. Roger Stone, former chief advisor to the president, break it down for us.
Look, I think this interview that the president gave to the New York Post is really quite incredible, because what it shows you is the president has the detonator in his hands. He now has the goods on their abusive use of FISA warrants, the implications, the treasonous implications of Uranium One, the illegitimate efforts by the Obama administration's FBI to infiltrate the Trump campaign. And he also now finally has control of his own Justice Department. Now, clearly the president will release and this declassified information at a time of his choosing, but I think he has been woke. I think he now understands, despite being lulled by Rod Rosenstein and his own initial attorneys, that he is the target, that the big old target is right on his back. It's not Roger Stone or Jerry Corsi or Michael Cohen or Alex Jones or it's none of these people they want. They want Donald Trump, and they're trying to euchre him into some kind of perjury trap. Short of declassifying the documents, what can he do today? Easy. Direct the acting attorney general, Mr. Whitaker, to name a special counsel on the matter of Uranium One and on the matter of the illegal and unconstitutional use of FISA warrants, have him immediately convene a grand jury, have that grand jury issue indictments of those involved, and then authorize their arrest. That will bust this wide open. Is it incidental that the prosecutor leading the investigation into me, Aaron Zelinsky, is the same man who led the cover-up of the Clintons' involvement in Uranium One? Is that a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that the other chief prosecutor in the potential prosecution of Roger Stone is Jeannie Rae, a woman who represented the Clinton Foundation in the matter of the missing emails in which I am being unfairly investigated, since I know nothing about them? The president needs to go on the offense. He controls the machinery of the Justice Department now, and it must be turned on these criminals immediately.
And he signals he's going to do that, and separately in the next 2 months before they, or the next month and a half before they have this lame duck group in early January. We need, and the reason I call these Democrats lame duck is this was illegitimate. They stole these House races in front of God and country, and the Democrats accused Trump of stealing an election with no evidence. We have total evidence. So break down, also following precedent of what Eric Holder did on Fast and Furious, what Trump should do.
Well, there's two very important precedents that have now been set. The president, in my opinion, should regard any subpoena from the new House Democrats the exact same way that Eric Holder regarded subpoenas from the Republican House regarding Fast and Furious. Ignore them. Challenge them to try to enforce them. Secondarily, however, Mr. Comey, the former FBI director, now refuses to testify before the Congress. In fact, yesterday he went to court to try to seek to block a subpoena requiring him to testify. So if Comey doesn't have to testify, why should anyone in the Trump administration have to testify? The election of the House majority is illegitimate. Just as you don't recognize the election of Donald Trump, we don't recognize the election of a Democratic House. Sorry, Adam Schiff, you are the chairman of nothing, of zero. Your majority is stolen. It is done on the basis of illegitimacy. That's what you said about Donald Trump's presidency. So you are the chairman of nothing. We don't recognize your authority to do anything.
And to be clear, this country is at total war with collaborators working with offshore corporations, the Chi-Coms and others, with Hollywood to demoralize and break down this country. They have publicly, the Democrats and the Hollywood scum like Bill Maher have said, let's plunge the economy to stop Trump. And now they've raised interest rates. They brag that they've done it. They're trying to suppress it further. The president must start having weekly State of the Nation speeches building up the next month or so to an emergency State of the Union. He has to just lay it all out, lay out Bob Mueller and the Uranium One, lay out Hillary and the emails, and just do it. If they want to fight, they've got one. It's now do or die. Trump was lied to by his lawyers that he wasn't the target, and now he knows they're a bunch of double-dealing cowards, and so he's taking the gloves off. And, Roger, that itself is the really good news, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the president should not allow this media-created myth of Robert Mueller as some kind of saint. The president should go on national TV and outline Mr. Mueller's involvement in 9/11, his involvement in BCCI, his involvement in Pan Am 103, Lockerbie, his involvement in the anthrax scandal, his involvement with Whitey Bulger, and I think the American people...
His involvement with the Russians, his involvement with the Saudis, his involvement with everything. He is Mr. Dirt. He is Mr. Corruption. It's. I mean, we didn't even list half the crap.
You're absolutely right. There are two keys to this. FISA warrants and Uranium One. Follow the money.
Go on the attack or they will destroy not just Trump but the whole country. America's fighting for its life. Trump's our champion. Roger Stone, God bless you. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Epic times we're all living in. It's Friday, November 30th, 2018. This incredibly dangerous, out of control year is now almost over. And can you imagine what's coming in 2019? A real year of decisions about whether we're going to let the globalist counteroffensive work and take over society, or whether all of us are going to really put our heads down and take action. I want to for TV viewers especially, but for radio listeners, I'll describe it. Roll some of the incredible raw footage that our team down on the Tijuana, Mexico, San Diego, California, U.S. border have shot with drones and handheld. It is unbelievably illustrative of how the U.N. knowingly brings refugees into nations, builds these horrible open-air camps, creates the crisis of disease and crime, and then demands that the countries then sign treaties giving the U.N. more money and more power and more control over the very crisis they admit they've engineered. And the answer is always give them more money, then they pull on our heartstrings when we know that it's all part of a larger program. And we have interviews that are posted at Infowars.com where the illegal alien invaders are saying, we were promised everything would be free. We were promised we'd get right in. The U.N. lied to us. This is how world government conquers nation states. And right now, they're getting set next week to try to ratify a new global treaty where borders don't even exist. Even if countries say it does, other nations will gang up against you, like the EU, and will send in their navy to stop you. So this is 21st century warfare, ladies and gentlemen, with now over 50,000 people marching or already now on the border with California and the United States, where if they get through, Democrat judges will then shove a welfare spoon in their mouth, which the Democrats will then skim money off the top and then put them into labor so that they can get money on every level of these people's misery, a new permanent underclass. This is the globalist program. It's cut and dry, and it's all based on squeezing the third world, never allowing it to industrialize, never allowing it to become free. That's on record. IMF and World Bank are on record suppressing the third world and keeping them in corruption and squalor as a political tool. And then you look at the Democrats and the blue cities they control. They're all third world as well because it's a formula. It's a system. The globalists want to kill you in the womb. But if they can't, they're going to then try to kill your brain with vaccines and GMO and cultural brainwashing and confusing your gender if you get out of the womb. Destabilization, being predatory is their plan. And our own Owen Schroyer went to the Austin City Council yesterday to point out on record that they are illegally giving tens of millions of dollars of value to Planned Parenthood just at one facility. It's happening all over the country. And then Planned Parenthood gives them political contributions. And these Democrats were up on the city council stage laughing at him while he talked about babies' hearts being stopped. This is the sick attitude and behavior of these people, and it illustrates how at every level they're feeding on humanity. Here is Owen Schroyer's powerful report.
This is Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com. I am in front of the Austin City Council building where I am set to speak, where they have public communications here. And I'm going to bring up a big issue of Planned Parenthood getting a government-owned property to rent for $1 a year. Now, this has been going on since 1972. They just voted to extend this for up to 40 years, a major advantage for Planned Parenthood. But that's not all there is to the story. So I went to City Council today to raise awareness for this. I gave them all the facts. Let's see how it went.
Thank you, Mayor Adler, members of the City Council present today. Mr. Renteria, last time I saw you, you were illegally campaigning outside of a polling place. That's not what I'm here to talk about today. What I'm here to talk about today is a giant pay-for-play scam, at the very least, happening in the state of Texas and Austin. This month, this city council voted to once again allow Planned Parenthood to rent government-owned property for free or $1 a year. This property is valued at a fair market price per year of $110,000. This property is also about to receive renovations with a price tag of $1.2 million. This property had a bidder, Austin Life Care, who made a fair market bid to rent the property, and Austin Life Care offers the same services as Planned Parenthood, minus the abortions. That bid was ignored. Now, Planned Parenthood has been receiving this advantage since 1972, and thanks to this city council, that could go on for another 40 years. So it is fair to say that this Planned Parenthood clinic is costing taxpayers millions of dollars. This on top of the millions of taxpayer dollars Planned Parenthood receives a year, $500 million this calendar year, $1.5 billion over the last 3 years, yet this clinic needs free rent. Before I ask the city council to justify this decision, which goes against millions of Texans' spiritual, religious, and political beliefs, I will point out what to me is criminal pay-for-play activity happening between the Democrats, some of which are on this city council, mind you, you identify as Democrats, and Planned Parenthood. In 2018, according to FEC filings and Open Secrets reports, the following Texas Democrats in Congress received campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood. Alred Collin, $1,500. Gina Jones, $3,000. Joseph Cosper, $1,500. Sylvia Garcia, $2,500. Lizzie Fletcher, $2,200. Joaquin Castro, $1,000. So if this is untrue, I'm waiting to hear these Democrats disavow it. Or I think this requires I file a federal complaint. How can any entity that requires, that receives government money be contributing to campaigns specifically to only one party? So, not to mention the millions of beating hearts stopped by Planned Parenthood every year. They receive billions of dollars in taxpayer funds. They contribute politically to only the Democrat Party, and this city council decides to give them free rent. We just voted to expand government spending in Austin. We can't afford giving millions of dollars away in free rent, let alone to Planned Parenthood, when a similar organization offered to pay a fair price. So I ask, and I'd like to get an answer today from this city council, how do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Laughing.
And that's funny to Mr. Renteria. Do you realize that Planned Parenthood has admitted that they stopped beating hearts? And we're going to fund that? So there's no comment from this city council. Mayor Adler, can you justify that decision for the city of Austin?
Mr. Time, thank you. Next speaker, there we have Mr. Clinton. And then after Mr. Clinton, Mr. Leon.
Now, the full report, there's more, is up on Infowars.com. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know. Lawsuits need to be filed. This is all illegal. But see, conservatives and Christians don't do it. There's more than one way to stop these death facilities. You sue them. In fact, you know what? I'm a taxpayer in here in Austin. Maybe I should file that lawsuit. But it takes money to do that. And that's why we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, with this weekend being the last days of the Cyber Week sales. We'll have sales continuing through Christmas, but these are our biggest ever. A lot of stuff selling out to take advantage of those. Speaking of our children, here's just a few days ago in Lafayette, Louisiana, a man who dresses like a woman who wants to come talk to your kids saying, I'm there grooming your children. This is the stuff going on in city councils all over the country. He wants to groom your children about LGBT. Imagine if a heterosexual man wanted to go to your school and groom your daughters about heterosexual sex. He keeps saying, it's disgusting that you don't want us to do this. No, you being obsessed with our children is disgusting. You monster. Here he is.
I just let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful, and for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
Dad, you're going to come talk to our kids about sex. What? What an over-the-top obviousness of this. By the way, I'm going to show you something. Here's David Knight's notes. He's about to take over live here. This is the type of notes he does for each show. Look at these amazing topics. David Knight's taking over today, the rest of the Friday broadcast. A bunch of huge guests. Climate change or geoengineering. China unraveling DNA. It's a huge show he's got lined up. We need your help, folks. The children need your help. We need you to take action. Email infowars.com/show to everyone you know. Tell folks at the local station you're listening to or watching. You are unstoppable. Please help us.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
All right, welcome on this Friday, November 30th, 2018.
And whatever comes
for the remainder of the program, I'm going to be your host. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to have coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a whistleblower from the Ukraine, Andrei Telyashenko. Now, he is somebody who has been closely involved in Ukrainian efforts to rig the election. There was actually collusion between a political party and a foreign government, but nobody wants to talk about that. And as people talked about it, we had H.R. McMaster tell Bob Woodward in his book, famously, In Fear, this is just Russian propaganda that Trump is tweeting out there when he's talking about this. Well, we're going to talk to him about what's going on right now in Ukraine, because it is now a flashpoint that has been created by the military-industrial complex, the neocon never-Trumpers, who are trying to overthrow our election, who have overthrown that country's government. And now he is in hiding because he's kind of caught between the two forces there. He was loyal to Ukraine. He's not a Russian propagandist by any means. He doesn't like Russia. He is a Ukrainian nationalist. But we're going to talk to him about what's going on in Ukraine, how that government is manipulating things, and how he has now become an enemy of the state there because he told the truth about what was going on. It's very dangerous now, all over the West, even here in the U.S., to tell the truth about what our governments are doing. It's a very dangerous thing, and we want to congratulate him for doing that. But he's got a lot of information to tell us. We're also going to be talking about some updates on gun control. We have a back-and-forth questioning that happened 2 days ago. Nobody's picked up on this yet except for New American. A back-and-forth questioning on a case of civil asset forfeiture before the Supreme Court. And you actually had the Attorney General of Indiana tell a Supreme Court justice in questioning that, yes, they could confiscate your car if you were going 5 miles per hour over the speed limit under civil asset forfeiture. This is what has it has come to for the slaves here in America. I've talked about this for a very long time, the danger of destroying the rule of law and our fundamental liberties in order to pursue this insane, failed war on drugs prohibition that has no constitutional basis. It is a UN agenda, conservatives. You need to understand that. And now it has come to this. And so we'll talk about that also coming up. The billionaire space race that is developing as NASA tries to make this a private-public partnership. You know, how'd that work out for us with free speech? You know, we had these corporations that DARPA and the military-industrial complex and the government helped to get started, helped to give them a monopoly. A lot of people don't understand that. People at Reason, people at Cato Institute, a lot of people who call themselves libertarians or conservatives don't understand that. They don't understand how these technological monsters came into being. They don't understand the political partnership with them. And so now they're controlling cyberspace. Are we going to let them control outer space as well? They will be controlling urban space if we don't stop this Agenda 21 issue. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And I want to start out by talking about the so-called war on Christmas. Folks, there is no war on Christmas. There really isn't. This is something that's created. It's a very handy little slogan by Fox News. It kind of sounds like a Rankin Bass production. You know, the year without Santa Claus. And that's going to be the year without Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, no, there is a war. There is a war. It is a cultural war. And we need to understand that I think it trivializes it to call it a war on Christmas. Folks, what they are trying to do is deconstruct every aspect of Western civilization, even down to our cartoons. I mean, it was Thanksgiving. They were coming after Charlie Brown Christmas. It's racist. Look at Charlie Brown Christmas is racist. I mean, it began with Nikki Haley and the Confederate generals because of a mass murder. They said, look, he's got a Confederate flag there in the back. So let's go after the Confederate generals. Then they go after the Union generals. Then they go after Lincoln. Then they go after Christopher Columbus. They were going after the Pilgrims every year. And now they come after the cartoons. When will the insanity end? Let's play a little. A lot of people have written stories about this tweet from Huffington Post. They put together a little video explaining to you how horrible Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is. Now, we also had, and I talked about it 2 days ago, we had a guy, a science fiction writer, who is using J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings as a metaphor for their political correctness, their agenda, and so forth. He actually got on and made the inane comment that the orcs were like migrants, or the migrants are like orcs. And he was trying to defend the migrants, actually, by comparing them to these man-eating goblins, these fictional goblins. You know, it was actually an invasion. It really was. Don't worry, you know, the orcs are not anywhere near the Shire yet. But they're coming, and they're climbing over the walls. But, you know, they're just misunderstood, and so is Lord Sauron, or Soros, whoever. You know, just fill in the blank. He absolutely didn't realize how he was throwing his own argument under the bus. But this is how insane these people are. And they want to seize and deconstruct every aspect of our culture. Gandalf the White? That's racist imagery. No, it's Christian imagery that you don't understand anymore. But let's talk a little bit about this cartoon, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it's just a cartoon. It's a cartoon. Like I said, with Charlie Brown, good grief. Give us a break. But they won't give us a break until they break up and destroy everything about our culture. They are not multicultural. They don't embrace that at all. They want one monoculture that they will define. And so let's take a look at their objections to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is what Huffington Post tweeted out. Okay, so they're making fun of Rudolph. Isn't that horrible? They're bullying him. Rudolph the Marginalized Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a holiday classic, they say, that returns to TV each holiday season. But lately, viewers are noticing the tale may not be so jolly after all because of all of these microaggressions that have been found in it. A yearly reminder that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a parable of racism and homophobia. What people are tweeting out. Santa's operation is a human resources nightmare. Seriously needs diversity and inclusion. Former fans are pointing out Rudolph's father verbally abuses him.
All right, son, try it on.
I don't wanna. Daddy, I don't like it.
You'll like it and wear it.
Oh, but Daddy.
Oh, that's
it's
that evil
not
father.
Very durable.
There are more important things than comfort. Self-respect.
Santa Claus also berates Donner for his son's nose. You get the idea. It goes on and on. Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself and so forth. And it goes on. We'll stop it there. As one person tweeted out, I think The Onion made a fake Huffington Post video and hacked their Twitter. Now, if I would put up something like that, they would have shut me down because I did put out Babylon Bee making a joke when everybody was talking about the Pocahontas' DNA. They said Hillary Clinton did a test, and she said, see, conservatives, I'm only 50% reptilian DNA. And they took down the Real News Twitter feed for that, the program I have in the morning. So this is the way. There's double standards here, folks, for this kind of stuff. And as one person pointed out who actually got it, you know, Paul Joseph Watson put up a story on InfoWars going through all the different comments that people had about this. One person said, what is it with the left that makes them try and destroy everything and anything? It's like they have to suck out the joy of life by looking for things to be angry or outraged about 24/7. Well, maybe you realize, he's starting to realize there's a pattern here. And it's not just a personality flaw. This is training. This is what they've been training children to do for the last several decades, from kindergarten through college. And now it is bearing fruit. Now, this is something that's been going on for a long time. Jesus is now banned from a Christmas program at a Virginia middle school, reports the New American. Robius Middle School in Midlothian, Virginia. They have nixed the inclusion of Christmas carols that refer to Jesus or the Christian faith. Rudolph, however, is okay for now. Rudolph and Santa Claus, they're okay, but their days are numbered if these people who want to drag our culture to the ground are not stopped. One person says, I'm trying to rationalize how you can encourage diversity and yet be exclusionary in one specific area. Yeah, a little bit of cognitive dissonance there, isn't it? And as I said, it's not multiculturalism. It is monoculturalism, the culture that they define. And here is how they are defining it, folks. As we've talked many times about this drag queen story hour, where you have transgenders going from school to school, talking to very, very young children, showing them to how to dress up and so forth. This one individual, who typically he performs in a R-rated situation, he says, it's okay, I can control myself. I know how to filter myself. Well, you know what? I know how to filter this guy, too. You keep him out of the school. But he says that he is grooming the next generation. And he mentions that several times, grooming him. That's it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.